Peya per ches mishnah tes. Mishi yesh lo chamishim zuz. If a person has 50 zuz, not 200 like the previous Mishnah, but 50 v'noisim, and he does business with it, he's able to use it to bring him wealth. So he doesn't take leket shechem peyem meiser ani, because 50 zuz that works for him, that he can use and make work for him, is better than even 200 zuz that doesn't work for him. That's what the Rav says. And any person that doesn't need to take from other people and take tzedakah, but he takes anyway, he will not die from this world until he really needs to take tzedakah. However, if a person needs to take but does not take tzedakah, he doesn't die from old age until other people get parnasa from him. Blessed is the gever that has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Vahaya Hashem Miftach? As the Tver Sol explains, Miftach means Hashem will make him trusted. Hashem makes that the other Aniyim will have Bitachon in him. If he has Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the other Aniyim will eventually have Bitachon in him. The Ramaz brings down from the Medrash Rabbah and Shoftim, the Rav Simon says in the name of Shua ben Levi, that whoever has Bitachon in Hashem, he becomes like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings from our Mishnah in this Pasuk, Baruch HaGever Sheiftach B'Hashem. He says, Perish, that he Kaviyachol becomes like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and other people have parnasa from him. The Mishnah continues, V'chein dayan shadon din emes la'amitoi. And the Mishnah sounds like, this is going right off of what we just said, that also a dayan that's done din emes la'amito, which seems a little bit out of place, that a dayan that dons things correctly, also emes la'amito. So la'amito, what does that mean? So you know the Gemara says, Taisyanta brings the Gemara says in Shabbos, called Dayan Shadon Din Emes Lamito, Kilo Nasa Shutuf La Kadosh Baruch Hu, Masa Breishas, that is as if he's a Shutuf and a Kadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. The Beis Yosef brings, so what does La'amito though mean? So he says, La'amito means he's totally objective, he does not have any ava toward the person that he made innocent, and any sinna to the person that he made guilty. La'amito is just totally objective. Of course he has to judge properly, but it has to be La'amito too. So he brings down the Guraye, the Maral, which is the Taisus Yontif's Rebbe, in Parshas Yisro, which is this week's Parsha, that the Maral says that it means that a Dayan, din emes lamito, means not shuda de Dayane, which means sometimes a Dayan has to judge not something that's so clear, but rather he has to make like a cheshbon and umdana and just figure out what it should be like. Or you also have, like in the Gemara, if you have Tanaim Amoraim, where you have two versus two, you know, two Tanaim versus two Tanaim, and some of the sug is going like one way, and then, you know, that's the way that the Dayan paskins. It's not so clear. That's not called din emes lamito. Emes lamito is something that's totally, absolutely clear, halacha that's very clear. The Taisus Yontif says that's only work by what? By the Gemara in Shabbos, where it says that you're a Shutuf and a Kaddish Baruch Hu Masa Breishis. But in this Mishnah, it doesn't really apply, because what does it have to do with Baruch HaGever Sheftach B'Hashem V'Yashem Miftacho? So the Taisus Yontif says that Emes La'amito means that he doesn't take any bribes. And that's the Bitachon here. The Bitachon is he doesn't care about money, he's not looking forward to the money, the Dayan. So even if a Dayan judges properly, La'amito means without any monetary compensation. And Taisus Yontif Sheshem actually brings a pshat that's similar to this, and he says that a Dayan in means la'amito means that he shouldn't judge for money, meaning we're not talking about somebody that's bribing, but we know that a dayan's allowed to take a little bit of a salary. So this is a very big midas chasidus, that don't just be a dayan just to take a salary. Not don't just be a dayan, but if a person doesn't take a salary and he doesn't do it just to get a salary from it, so this is Baruch HaGever Sheiftach B'Hashem V'Hayah Hashem Miftach, and that's Don Dim Emes La'amito, which is sounds like a very big midas chasidus, and it also works into bitachon. Mishnah continues, V'chol Misha Eino Lo Chiger V'lo Suma V'lo Piseach. Whoever is not lame, Chiger is with one leg, V'lo Suma, or not blind, even with one eye, the Mefarshim explained, V'lo Piseach, and this guy is also not a Piseach. Piseach is with both legs, he's lame with both legs, V'oisei Atzmo Ka'achas Mehen, and he makes himself like one of them, Eino Meis Min Aziknat Shiyah Ka'echad Mehen. He does not die from old age unless he becomes like one of them. Shenemar. Now, it's actually missing the Taisus Yontif explains. As a pasuk says in Mishlei, V'dairish ra tivo eno, I mean, that's missing, but it's really darshaning from that pasuk that a person that seeks ra'ah, it will come on him, lo aleinu. And then tzedek tzedek tirdoif. Now, tzedek tzedek tirdoif, what's that doing here? So that actually goes on v'chein dayin shadon din emes la'amito, that we just said. So it could be, this may answer the Maral, that really this Mishnah says chol dayin din emes la'amito, it's not going on baruch ha'gever she'eftach ba'ashem v'ayashem eftacho. It's rather, it's on the second sequence of the Mishnah, where now you have at the end, the Mishnah answers it, and you would read it, v'chol dayin shadon emes la'amito, and also, v'chol mi she'eno lo chiger v'lo suma v'lo piseach, and all these things. And then you have where the pasuk brings a right at the end, where it says tzedek tzedek tirdoif, where you should seek righteousness, and it has a double lashon of tzedek that it should be don din emes la'amitai. And the Vilna Gaon actually says that the cases in the Mishnayos were just switched around a little bit here, just that you should end up that the last raya for this is a positive thing, which is tzedek tzedek tirdof, but it's going on don dinemes la'amitoi. The Mishnah ends, v'chol dayin shalakech shoychid umates adin, any dayin that takes a bribe and perverses judgment, eino meis min azikna atche einav kehais, he doesn't die from old age until his eyes weaken, shenemar, and this is similar to the Summa, as it says in Shmois, he should not take any bribery, because bribery blinds people that can see. Salik Meseches Peah.